السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، verily all praises and thanks are to you, to Allah. We praise Him and we ask for His assistance and His forgiveness. We seek that it should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within our steps and from our sinful acts. Whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided. And whomsoever Allah permits to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Who believers fear Allah as he should be feared, and never blind except as Muslims. O mankind, fear Allah your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mate, and from both of them spread many men and women. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through whom you demand your mutual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never cut the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah, indeed he is an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah and always speak and say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds that will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest achievement. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, indeed the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah and his words. And the best guidance is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst affairs are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance. Every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد، فإننا ننقل البشارة بمجيء أو بقرب حلول شهر رمضان كما ثبت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثبت عنه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أنه كان يبشر أصحابه بمجيء شهر رمضان، وكان يقول لهم: إذا كان أول ليلة في رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب، وغلقت أبواب جهنم فلم يفتح منها باب، وصفدت الشياطين. ثم ينادي مناد يقول: يا باغ الخير أقبل، ويا باغ الشر أبصر. ولله عز وجل عتقاء من النار، وذلك في كل ليلة، يعني في كل ليلة من شهر رمضان. هذه البشارة التي كان ينقلها صلوات الله وسلامه عليه لأصحابه دائما حين بما يأتيهم شهر رمضان. يقول لهم: إذا كان أول ليلة في رمضان، أول ليلة في رمضان، يفعل الله عز وجل الآتي: يفتح أبواب الجنة للصائمين، للقانتين، للقائمين، للراكعين، للمطيعين لله عز وجل. يفتح أبواب الجنة لا يغلق منها بابا، ثم يغلق أبواب جهنم أيضا عن هؤلاء الصائمين، القانتين، القائمين، المطيعين لله سبحانه وتعالى، لا يفتح باب منها لهم. ثم يفعل الله عز وجل شيئا آخر، يعافي به المؤمنين الصالحين الخالدين القائمين الصائمين من مرضة الشياطين، فيصفد الشياطين، وصفدت يعني سلسلة الشياطين لا تستطيع الحركة ولا إغواء المؤمنين، وصفدت الشياطين. ثم ينادي مناد من قبل الله عز وجل: يا بال الخير، يعني يا مريد الخير، يا مريد الحسنات، يا من أردت الفوز من الله عز وجل، يا باج الخير، أقبل، هلم إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، هلم إلى طاعة الله عز وجل. اعلموا أن الصيام قد فرض عليكم فصوموا، اعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال: كتب عليكم الصيام. يا باج الخير أقبل، وينادي المنادي ويقول: يا باج الشر أقصر، يا من أردت معصية الله سبحانه وتعالى اجتهد ولي بعيدا، لا تقترب، كن بعيدا عن هؤلاء المؤمنين، لا تغويهم، ويا باب الشر أقصر. ثم الله عز وجل بعد ذلك ينزل على المؤمنين الصائمين القانتين العابدين المطيعين له سبحانه وتعالى رحمة من عنده في كل ليلة، في كل ليلة من ليالي رمضان، لله عز وجل عتقاء من النار، يعني أناس أجارهم الله عز وجل من النار، أناس حرمهم الله سبحانه وتعالى وأبعد وجوههم عن النار. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين هذه النار يا رب العالمين. هكذا كانت بشارة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما يجيء رمضان. We are approaching the beginning or the starting of the month of Ramadan. We convey and deliver the good news and the glad tidings of the coming of this month, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do with his companions. Whenever it was the beginning or they were approaching the month of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give them the good news, to give the companions the glad tidings of the coming or the beginning of this month. And he used to say to them, when it is the first night of the month of Ramadan, in the first night in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gates of paradise and none of them will be closed. And he will close the gates of the hellfire, Jahannam, and none of them will be opened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will chain the devils, the satans, the shayateen, so as not to approach the believers and start whispering to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a summon, will make a caller to call all the people, saying to them, all person, all man or woman, who are seeking for or who are looking for goodness, who are looking for the reward, for the good compensation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come near and closer to Allah. Approach. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come closer to Him. Ask Him to forgive your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command this munadi also, this caller, to call the people, saying to them, O one, O man, O woman, who are looking for the bad and the wickedness, the bad thing and the wickedness, or someone who is looking for the wickedness, stay away. Do not approach. Do not come closer. Stay away from the believers. Do not disturb their fasting. Do not disturb their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their sincerity. And this will have been called these two two calls from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued in his hadith by saying that, and Allah azza wa jal in every night from the month of Ramadan will have some people to be released from the hellfire, will have some people to be protected and to be guarded from the hellfire every night from the month of Ramadan. So it is a good chance for everyone to look for this release from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the verse from Allah azza wa jal. This hadith, brothers and sisters, or this narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the month of Ramadan was approaching the companions, approaching them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to talk to them in this way, telling them that this is the month of Ramadan coming to you. Whenever the first night of the month of Ramadan starts, then remember that the gates of paradise will be open. Will be open for who? For those who are fasting, for those who are obedient, for those who are standing in the prayer, for those who are reciting the Quran, for those who are purifying themselves from all kinds of evils and vices, for those who are not fasting just by the stomach, by fasting for the organs of the body, keeping away from all the bad things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits. And the gates of paradise will be open for those people, and none of them will be closed. And the gates of the hellfire will be closed for those people also. Those who are fasting and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gates of the hellfire will be closed. We need to make sure that from the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we keep it closed in front of us. Because it is closed by our actions and our deeds. First of all, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, by our actions and our deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this mercy and this forgiveness and this blessing, this grace and bounty from Him. We need to keep it the whole month. And after the month of Ramadan, we keep it the whole year. That's the bishara. That is the good news. And the glad tidings the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to convey and deliver the message to his companions whenever the month of Ramadan was approaching them. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that the shayateen will be chained. The shayateen will be chained from whispering to the believers. And once the shaytan starts whispering to the person, so you are fasting, you say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. There is a big help and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And we need to make use of this help and this assistance. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chains the shayateen, so we need to keep away from the shayateen, not to go to them where they are chained, and try to get the whispering from them by ourselves. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, that the shayateen will be chained in the first night of the month of Ramadan. They will not be released until the end of the month of Ramadan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have every night a number of people to be released from the hellfire. Imagine, if you miss it the first night, make sure to be one of those released in the second night. We have 39 or 29 nights in the month of Ramadan. We need to take the chance that to be released from the hellfire. That's the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the end of the hadith, said that, and this is every night, which means that is the number of people to be released from the hellfire every night of the night of the month of Ramadan. وَإِذَا عَلِمْنَا الْبِشَارَةَ بِشَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ وَبِالْقُدُومِ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْكَرِيمِ فَعَلِيْنَا أَنْ نَتَذَكَّرَ فِيهِ عِدَّةَ أُمُورِ. الأمر الأول أنه ينبغي أو يجب أن يكون الصيام إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله. وأن يكون القيام إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Brothers and sisters, if this is the good news of the coming or the approaching of the month of Ramadan, we need to remember a few things about this month. Number one, that when we fast out of faithfulness, sincerity, good faith, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we stand up in the prayer for the Qiyam, we stand up out of faithfulness, sincerity, good faith, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in his hadith, he said in this hadith that whoever fasts out of faithfulness, good faith and sincerity and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, then the past sins of this person will be forgiven. And whoever stands in the prayer out of faithfulness, good faith and sincerity, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, the past sins of this person will be forgiven. And whoever stands in the prayer during the month of Al-Qadr in the month of Ramadan, whoever stands in the prayer in that night out of faithfulness, sincerity and good faith, the past sins of that person will be forgiven. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. ومن صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. هكذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهناك بعض الأمور التي ترتبط على بعض الناس فيظنون أنها تبطل الصيام أو تفطرهم في رمضان. مثلا حدوث جرح الجراح او رعاه وهو الدم الذي ينزل من الانف او القيت قد يظن البعض ان هذه الامور مفطره. لا، هذه الامور لا تفطر الا في حاله القيت اذا كان متعمدا، يعني اذا كان متعمدا ان يستقي ففي هذه الحاله يبطل الصيام وعليه قضاء ذلك اليوم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من ذرعه القيء فلا قضاء عليه. ذرعه يعني غلبه القيء، فلا قضاء عليه. ومن استقاء فعليه القضاء، يعني من استقاء وتعمد ان يستقي فعليه ان يقضي ذلك اليوم. اذا فهذه الامور حدوث جرح في الجسم وخروج الدم منه، او الرعاف يعني الدم النازل من الانف او القيء الغير المتعمد. هذه الأمور لا تفسد الصيام كما يتكلم بعض الناس. Brothers and sisters, when we are approaching the month of Ramadan, we need to remember a few things, because we are facing these issues during the month. For example, if a want happens to the body, there is a want, or there is ru'at, what you call it, is bleeding, or there is vomiting, or throwing up, unintentional throwing up. These three things, some people think that they invalidate the fasting. The want, or the ru'at, the nose bleeding, or the fight, which is throwing up unintentionally. Some people might think that these things invalidate fasting. It's not the case. They don't invalidate that in the fasting, unless it is intentional vomiting or throwing up, in this case only. As the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, he said in his hadith that whosoever is overcome by vomiting or by throwing up, then the fasting of the person is still valid and needs to complete the whole day. That there is no problem with that. And if the person causes himself to throw up intentionally, then the fasting of that person is invalidated and this person has to repeat this day according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember these things. ومن الأشياء أيضا التي لا تبطل ولا تفسد الصيام، يعتقد البعض أنه إذا أصبح على جنابة، سواء كانت الجنابة لعلاقة زوجية أو كانت الجنابة لاحتلام، وأصبح بعد طلوع الفجر وهو على جنابة، أو أصبحت المرأة وهي على جنابة، قد يظنون أن ذلك يبطل الصيام. هذا لا يبطل الصيام. عليهم أو عليهما الاغتسال قبل طلوع الشمس وصلاة الفجر، إن ذلك لا يبطل الصيام، ولكن يجب المبادرة بالاغتسال حتى يدرك صلاة الفجر التي يجب أن تكون قبل طلوع الشمس. Also from the things that people think that they invalidate fasting. This thing, if the person becomes in the morning, gets up in the morning, and he found himself or herself in janaba. And janaba is a major impurity, like the person has a wet dream, or there is intimate relation between the husband and the wife. So if they wake up after surgery, in this state, they might think that this invalidates fasting. This does not invalidate fasting. But what these two people should do, a person should hurry up to wash himself or herself in order to catch that fajr prayer before the sunrise. However, if even it continues, the janaba, if the person wakes up after the sunrise, it seems the fasting is valid. But what I am saying is that if the person wakes up after the fajr prayer and since the sun does not rise, you should hurry up to make wudu or to make ghusl and to pray the Fajr prayer, which we should be performed before the sunrise. We need to understand these issues also. ومن الأشياء التي لا تبطل الصيام أيضا إذا صومت المرأة من الحيض قبل في الليل خلال الليل ولكنها لم تغتسل ونامت إلى بعد طلوع الفجر كذلك هذه الحالة أيضا لا تبطل الصيام فينبغي أو يجب عليها أن تصوم وتكمل اليوم ولكن ينبغي المسارعة للاغتسال حتى تدرك صلاة الفجر. Also from the things that people or especially some sisters think that they can very get testing. If the woman is in her monthly period and the monthly period that the blood is stopped during the lifetime and there is no blood during the life, she is now in the last day of her period. And she did not make ghusl or iftitan until after the fajr. They might think that this invalidates the fasting. This does not invalidate the fasting. But what they should do, they should help up to make ghusl and to catch the Fajr prayer before sunrise. Because Fajr prayer has to be performed within this frame of time. We need to understand this. That some people might think that I'm getting wake up for the Fajr prayer in this time. So it is complete after the sunrise. That's not the case. Just as soon as you wake up, make sure to wake up and perform the Fajr prayer before sunrise in order to be accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن الأمور التي لا تبطل الصيام أيضا هو تحليل الدم وضرب الكبر التي لا يقصد بها التغذية التي هي لغير التغذية هذه الإبر وتحليل الدم لا يفسد الصيام ولكن إذا استطاع المرء أن يفعل أو أن يقوم بهذه التحاليل أو أن يأخذ هذه الأشياء بعد الإفطار فذلك أفضل وأولى لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال دع ما يليبك إلى ما لا يليبك وقال صلوات الله وسلامه عليه فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه. Also brothers and sisters, from the things which do not invalidate fasting is the blood test. And also from the things which do not invalidate fasting is when the person takes shots, but the shots which are not meant for nutrition, which do not go immediately to the blood and for the sake of nutrition. These shots do not invalidate the fasting if they are not meant for nutrition. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, it is better and it is recommended for the person to postpone and delay the blood test and these things, the shots, until after breaking the fast. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, said that, leave what puts you in doubt to that which does not make you doubtful. Leave the thing which make you doubtful. If you take this thing, you might doubt your fasting. So the Prophet ﷺ said, leave the things which might doubt you regarding your religion. And abide by the things which don't doubt you. As the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, whoever avoids the doubtful matters, as you have, then this person is cleared and purified in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his religion and regarding his honor. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اليوم جمعة إلا وفيه ساعة إجابة فالله عسى أن تكون هذه الساعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه واعملوا صالحا تجدوه ومهما طال عمر الإنسان فلا بد له من لقاء الرحمن إن الله سبحانه وتعالى يتيح لعباده الفرص وينزل عليه النفحات في هذه الأيام المباركة في شهر رمضان إن شاء الله تعالى الذي يبدأ إما يوم الأربعاء أو إما يوم الخميس على حسب رؤية الهلال. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من المعتقين من المال من الذين اعتقهم الله سبحانه وتعالى من المال ومن الذين تغمدهم الله عز وجل برحمته في ذلك الشهر الكريم. Brothers and sisters, we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. It's a chance. It's an opportunity from Allah عز وجل which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us in order to forgive our sins and to get closer and approach Him. The month of Ramadan, which will start, inshallah, this week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, depending on the month cycle. And inshallah, when you want to know about the exact starting day of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, call us on Tuesday, which is 11th of September, inshallah ta'ala. I have just a very few announcements for you. Inshallah, there, September, this month, 23rd of September, there will be a fundraising for the very different school at the Regency Palace, and tickets are available outside, inshallah. We will have iftar in the masjid every day. Every day we have iftar in the masjid. And there are brothers and sisters sponsoring this iftar. The cost for the iftar this year is $400. And whoever wants to sponsor 1 day, or 2 days, or 3 days, or even two brothers, three brothers, or three sisters want to share 1 day, that's okay, there is no problem with that. If you want to cook at home and bring the food to the masjid, that's okay, there's no problem with that. But there is no cooking in the masjid in order to keep the place clean and away from the smell during the Taraweeh time. So inshallah, this is the cost. And if you are interested in sponsoring 1 day, or even half day, or even sharing the iftar with any amount of money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. Leave just the brothers and sisters, clarify one point. There are some brothers and sisters, they want a special mic in the month of Ramadan. I want this mic to be for the iftar. I want this mic to be for the support or for that whatsoever. That's not the case, you know. Whenever you make iftar for anybody during the month of Ramadan, any mic, during the month of Ramadan, you get a reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is making iftar during Laylatul Qadr is not getting a bigger reward than the person who is making iftar in the first night of the month of Ramadan. All the nights are the same. So whenever light is available, do not be discouraged. Do not say that, oh, I wanted this night, but it didn't happen, so I might do something else. No, don't be discouraged, because any night, all the days, are the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the nights are the nights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever night is available, please take it and sponsor this night, inshaAllah ta'ala. We have outside, inshallah, the tentative schedule, and I'm saying tentative schedule, which starts from Thursday. So do not think that Ramadan will start on Thursday and say that I'm fasting on Thursday. No. There's a note. In the beginning of the schedule, at the top of the page, saying that for the exact starting date of the month of Ramadan, please contact us. We have our website, which will be posted on the website, and we will have it on our phone answer machine, and we will be available every time to answer, inshallah, and to give the exact starting day of the month, the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and that will be, inshallah, when you come, you call us on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, inshallah, ta'ala. Inshallah, youth program tomorrow will be at Bank Central School and will be for both boys and girls, because it will be different this time, isn't it? Because we'll have lectures and we'll have sessions for questions and answers about the month of Ramadan, and the program will start at 3:30 p.m. Brothers and sisters, I remind you again with the prayer of the month of Ramadan that the sadaqah, the charity, the ungiving, the zakat, the generosity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about it, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talk about it all the time and encourage us to adopt. And especially in the month of Ramadan, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَعْطِي وَكَثِيرًا لَا يَكُونُ عَطَاءُهُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give, and to give the people, and to support and help the people, and especially during the month of Ramadan. Though he was generous the whole year, but especially during the month of Ramadan. I am saying that in order to remind you with the food parts for the masjid, which will not make you lose a single cent from your money. But it is a big support to the masjid, and at the same time, you're supporting your masjid, and you're not losing money. And it's like a debit card. There is no interest, there is no interest, there is nothing on that. So I'm reminding you with the food parts, and especially you are approaching this month, try to benefit the place. Try to support the place and assist the place, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal in the beginning of this month, with the approach of the month of Ramadan, and with all the issues that we presented, and with all the things that we address today, to forgive our sins and to make us of those who listen to the words and follow the best of them. Allahumma afi lana dhunubana, wa afi uyubana, wa afi hudurana wa rajayna mima yudhika amalana. Allahumma arhamna fa innaka bina rahim, wa la tu'azibna fa anta alayna qadir. بها يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير، اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ومن العمل ما ترضى يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، ان الله صلى على نبيه ولم يزل يصلي عليه، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. I just want to remind you, last but not least, that the Taraweeh prayer, the Isha and Taraweeh prayer in the month of Ramadan will start at 8:45 p.m. This is the beginning of the month. We might shift it a little bit ahead, maybe to 8:30 during or in the middle of the month when the time allows us to do that, inshaAllah ta'ala. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا جميعا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك كل الألباب إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واسألوه يعطكم مشكوره يزدكم وأقيموا الصلاة.